Rise and Shine. Rise and Shine. With Robbo and Becky on Vision.
Well, we love catching up with people and special friends and, well, their family of this ministry, with their ministry. It's Compassion, and it's the CEO from Compassion. Claire Steele joins us on the phone this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Lovely to be with you guys.
Oh, yeah, great to chat to you. Congrats on your new role. We haven't spoken to you since you've become the CEO of Compassion, so congratulations on that. Exciting role, though it's probably been a bit of a strange start for you with it being COVID-related so far.
Yeah, definitely wasn't quite what I was expecting.
Yeah. No. And, I mean, obviously, we've been experiencing it here in Australia, and, you know, fortunately, restrictions are starting to ease around the nation in different states at varying rates. But how is it happening over in, you know, developing nations? So you've got people living in poverty already, but suddenly COVID-19 comes into the picture. How has that affected some of the Compassion projects around the world?
Yeah, it's been pretty tough for them, like it has been hard for us. Social distancing. So most of the countries we work in are social distancing at the moment. So it means that our children's programs have actually had to close.
Oh, wow.
But like our churches in Australia, it's been fantastic to see how they've innovated. So we've got staff members visiting families every day.
Okay.
And they're changing how they're helping them because they need food, they need water. Many of the families aren't earning any income because they can't get to their work. And then the social workers are also just checking how the kids are going. Are they well? Are they protected? How is life for them? So, yeah, it's been very different, but exciting to see how they're really caring for these children during this time.
That's wonderful.
That's so
and I could imagine that, you know, obviously with you know, situations there in developing nations, has employment been affected? Because obviously we've had a wonderful, you know, I mean, I guess social blanket here in Australia that's protected people's jobs and what have you. But I could imagine in developing nations that just doesn't exist. So has there been an even, you know, greater level of poverty or unemployment as a result of what's been going on?
Yeah, definitely. So most of our children's parents and families and who support them financially, they work in day jobs. They go to their job, they work the day, they get cash in hand, they come home.
Yeah.
And so they're not actually able to go to their jobs. And so there's no income at all for families. And so we're really seeing the social distancing bringing families to the brink of starvation.
Wow.
And we're getting numbers from a number of the organisations around the world that 40 to 60 million people will head back into poverty following the virus.
Wow. That's amazing. So 40 to 60 more than we're already there, because, I mean, obviously there's, you know, these countries, you know, we talk about people living on a dollar a day or a couple dollars a day. You know, to think that that $2 is gone, I mean, that's devastating.
Yeah, it's really devastating, and we're seeing governments not knowing how to respond to this, obviously.
Yeah, wow.
That's so true.
That's so amazing.
True. Now, you know, people can still sign up and sponsor children at this time or, you know, get involved in some of the other programs that you guys are running at the moment to help out, can't they?
Definitely, and pray. I just think we have 7,900 churches in our country, serving these children, uplifting them in prayer is also something that we can do together.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, why don't we pray right now, actually?
That's, yeah,
we'll get the
great
nation to stop what they're doing and put down your breakfast, everyone. And Robbo will pray.
All right. I'll pray. I'd love to do that. Father, we do pray for the nations that have been affected most by this COVID-19 pandemic. Lord, we've been affected in some measure, but Lord, we recognise that there are, you know, poor nations, developing nations, that have just really been hit hard, and that'll be the case for some time. And Lord, we pray for the compassion projects in those countries, Lord God, that are working to just care for and support families that are just on the brink. And so we pray for them, Lord. We pray for strength, Lord, for the pastors and for the compassion workers that are there. Oh, we pray, Father, for wisdom, Lord, for creativity, that you'll give them creative ideas of how to connect, even how to generate additional income in those local communities. And, Father, we pray that through all this that you'd be glorified, Lord. We know that, you know, the compassion, the work that compassion does is a great practical example of the gospel message of your people, Lord, being your hands and feet in those local areas. And so I pray that as they do that, Lord, that it would be a great witness to those that are there that don't already know you. And, Lord, that there'd be a greater expansion of your kingdom as a result of what's going on, Lord. Through the tough times, Lord, that you'd be glorified, that you'd be lifted up. So I just pray for all these nations and these people. I pray for Claire, Lord, and the workers here in Australia, Father, that you'd give them a favour and wisdom and creativity as well, Lord, as they look to deal with what they're facing here and supporting those around the world that they are connected with. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, God bless you, Claire. It's been lovely to catch up with you. And, yeah, we'll continue to pray. And do let us know if there's other things that we can be praying for specifically. But we certainly do appreciate the great work that you guys do.
Thank you so much. It's been lovely to spend time with you.
Before you go, thanks for listening.
There's lots more great audio on demand. Or you can listen to us live at visionradio.org.au.
And remember, Vision is listener supported. Your donation,
large or small,
will help us continue connecting faith to life for hundreds of thousands of people across Australia and around the world.
Learn more or donate today at visionradio.org.au.